Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1566, air date July 18th, 2025.
1.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, good morning, afternoon, wherever you may be in the world. We are here on Dr. Shiva's channel, streaming live on all channels, to introduce and share Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholars journeys today. We just got done doing our open house, which we do every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern at 8 p.m. Eastern. And so we did our breakouts, we did our new introductions of new people joining us this evening. And now we wanted to share some in-depth journeys of warrior scholars, leaders in training, going through the leadership and training program with everyone. And these leaders in training fully understand the mission and the ultimate goal of Truth, Freedom, and Health Movement, which is to organize working people to build a bottoms-up movement to seize the means of production and to shatter the swarm. So very excited to hear from them. I believe we will be starting off with Nicholas Lupo. He's out of Tennessee, amazing leader in training, young, but still wise beyond his years. Nick's an old soul. So we're going to start off with Nick. So Nicholas, we would like you to share your journey with us. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Crystal. That was sweet of you. So yeah, my name is Nicholas Lupo. I currently live in Tennessee, and I do electrical work. I specialize in fire alarm systems. So that's a little bit about my background. Before discovering the Truth Freedom Health Movement, I was searching for meaning in my life. I had recently moved to Tennessee, started a new career, hoping for a fresh start, but something still felt missing. Even the thought of having a family, something many people would consider enough, didn't fill that void. I was looking for something more. I viewed politics through an entertainment lens. Everything felt chaotic, and I didn't want to confront it or try to make sense of it. Then I came across Dr. Shiva. Unlike every other podcaster, he stood out. He wasn't just analyzing the chaos. He was offering a way out. He placed a responsibility on me, on us, urging the need for a bottoms-up movement built by working people, not elites. And I remember thinking, yeah, this is what I've been searching for my entire life. And it resonated with me on a deep, almost indescribable level. It awakened something inside of me that I didn't even knew existed. So I signed up to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. And through that, I came to a powerful realization. If we want real change, we must become leaders we're looking for. Our leaders reflect our consciousness, because today we don't have true leaders. We only have misleaders. No one is coming to save us. We have to save ourselves. So through the movement, I learned that transformation comes through action. Only through action do we gain experience. And through experience, we raise our consciousness. I remember the first time passing out flyers. I printed them out at a local library. I drove to a Walmart parking lot. I sat in the car for about 45 minutes, paralyzed by fear. I didn't want to do it. I was scared, to be honest. I was, it felt uncomfortable just even the thought of going out there and passing out flyers. I tried talking myself out of it. But eventually I mustered up the courage. I stood outside and began handing out flyers. 15 minutes, I'm in. I thought, oh, this is not too bad. At about the 20-minute mark, someone took a flyer. I felt excited. Soon I was having a full-blown conversation with someone about the movement. That human connection felt powerful. It taught me that we aren't truly living until we begin to connect with others. The system, the swarm, wants us divided, isolated, and demoralized. They want us to feel alone, abandonment, and disconnected. But science tells us we're wired for empathy. We have these neurons that are help compel us to care. And they don't, you know, that day on that at the Walmart, I felt truly alive, and that single experience transformed me. And so fast forward, later I went to, you know, during the, you know, it was last year during the Dr. Shiba was running for presidential campaign as independent candidate. And it was my first time ever collecting signatures. It was my first time ever in Kentucky. And I went to a Walmart in Franklin, Kentucky, and I was unsure what to expect. And so I got there, I was collecting signatures for about an hour. Then the manager comes out, is telling me, oh, you can't be here, you're soliciting. I was like, no, this is my right. This is my First Amendment right. I have the right to be here, even on private property during an election cycle. And so I said that, he didn't listen. He went back inside. He went to get his supervisor. His supervisor came out, and you know, I tried to explain, you know, talk to the supervisor. He didn't want to listen. I was explaining to him, you know, there's been multiple Supreme Court rulings. He still didn't want to listen, so they ended up calling the cops. And then the cops came, and you know, I was trying to explain to the cop, it's trying to educate him, you know, I have the right to be here, that I'm not doing anything wrong, I'm not harassing no one. And you know, the cop basically said to me, you know, if you don't leave, I'm gonna have to arrest you for trespassing. And I was like, no, I'm not doing anything wrong. I have the right to be here. So I stood my ground, and he proceeded to arrest me, threw me back in the car, took me to jail. When I got to jail, they strip searched me, they cavity searched me, they threw me in a jail cell. They treated me like a criminal. And you know, later they released me. And when, you know, later after I left the jail, I looked, when I got all my belongings, I found that, you know, they actually stole my money. And then, you know, I had to walk in the middle of winter back to my car. And so I experienced firsthand the intimidation tactics of the system of power, profit, and control, the swarm. They arrested me. Their goal was to break my spirit, make me quit, and send me home so I could not go back to being a passive consumer of the latest hot podcaster. But it had the opposite effect. I became more determined. An intelligent system is about commitment to a goal. And that's what I did. I was committed to a goal to collect signatures. We needed to get 5,000 signatures on the ballot verified. And so I did that. I went to collect thousands of signatures since then. And we made history in Kentucky. History. Got Dr. Shiba on the ballot. First ever naturalized born citizen on the ballot for president. I did that. I led that effort. And so it was no longer just theory to me. I had personally confronted the system's corruption. And once again, my consciousness expanded. Fast forward. Now I'm in, Tennessee. We filing for Tennessee, collecting signatures. We submitted all the paperwork, the elector forms, everything. And yet they illegally denied us ballot access. And so we decided to fight back, pro se, filing lawsuits, pro se, no help from any lawyers, no millionaire lawyers, just figuring things out on our own. You know, I've never filed a lawsuit before. I have no background in any legal background. I was learning everything from scratch. How to format briefs, file motions, cite law, and navigate the court rules. You know, we don't, and everyone knows all lawyers are enemies of the people. They work with the state to fuck over their clients. That's what they do. And so they're the gatekeepers for the elites, and everyone knows this. And so, but once you understand system science, you realize that you can figure out anything. You can get to the root cause of things. This experience too transformed me. I discovered I was capable of far more than what I imagined. And so I say all that to say this. So I have one simple question for everyone. What are you going to do to make the world a better place? It's not enough to attend these open houses, to watch these lives, to be entertained by me or Dr. Shiba. We need to build a bombs up movement, and there's no shortcuts. We have the solutions. We have the Warrior Scholar Program, where you can learn the science of systems, which is the science of everything. And you would think this, it's because it's the science of everything, you would think it would be everywhere, but it's not, because it's by design. They want to keep you suppressed and oppressed. And so That's one solution we have. You can go and learn, take the Warrior Scholar program. We have the Clean Certification program where you can actually, you know, there's Dr. Shiva actually created what the standard for what clean food is. It goes beyond non-GMO. It goes beyond USAID organic. And so that's a solution. That's another solution. Systems Health, which is actually a program that I'm going through. I have no medical background, but when you learn Systems Health, you learn that your body's a system. And this is actually a program that Dr. Shiva developed where he basically bridged the gap between Eastern and West. It's a whole new field in health education, whole new field. And that's something I want to go through to become a systems health educator, actually have a more meaningful career. And so that's what I'm going through. And this movement really speaks for itself. And so one of the things that we actually educate people on in our movement is a concept called emergent property. Emergent property is basically when a bunch of small things come together in a specific way to form something greater. So individually, we might be insignificant ourselves, but when we come together in a certain type of way, we'll form something greater. A bottoms-up movement is an emergent property of us working people coming together in the right way with the right interconnections to shatter the fucking swarm. We can change the fucking world. We have the power. Your perception of them is, that's where they get their power, is your perception of them. They're not that powerful. You drop any working person in the jungle, we'll figure things out. We'll create, you know, we'll build a shelter. We'll build a fire. These people they wouldn't know what to do with themselves. You dropped in the middle of the jungle. They're not that powerful. And so we need to move on from the lesser of two evils. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. That's what we're doing when we're voting for the lesser of two evils. We're clinically insane at this point as a collective. And so there is no life without truth, freedom, health. And for the first time in my life, I can say, I truly feel like I'm living. This isn't just a hobby to me. This is my passion. I feel this in my bones. I feel this from the top of my head down to my toes. I care about working people. These people don't give a fuck about you. I do. I care about our future. And I'm asking you to join me, join us in Truth, Freedom, Health. And all the people on this call, join us, join the fight. This is the ultimate fight. And it's a marathon. And we're coming for the win. And the swarm better be looking over their shoulder because we're coming fast. And every day that goes by, one more day, you could have helped build a movement. So what are you waiting for? The time is now. You have nothing else to lose but your chance. Thank you.
Awesome, Nick. Wow. Very, very powerful. Thank you for sharing your journey. You posed a lot of great questions that hopefully is going to inspire lots of people who are watching that have been watching for a long time that can now see how they can get involved and understand your journey. Nick's had a very intense journey in a relatively short amount of time. And more importantly, he's contributed a lot and been able to do this, obviously, with a full-time job, being on call, working crazy hours. And on top of all that, he's been able to execute on many, many projects, delivering tangible results. So thank you very much, Nicholas, for your powerful testimonial journey. So next we'll go to Ryan Shea out of Texas. Very, very lucky to say I know Ryan too. Everybody you'll hear from tonight are all amazing people. I'm very, very lucky to know them, to have met them. Ryan, I've actually been able to meet in person. We grew up somewhat in the same area, not far from each other, probably like, I don't know, 20 some minutes away from each other. But we met through the movement. That's how we got connected. And so I've had the privilege of doing standouts with Ryan, collecting a lot of signatures with Ryan, and interacting with him and watching his journey has been great too. So thank you, Ryan, for sharing with us too now.
Yeah, thank you, Crystal. Yeah, my name is Ryan Shea. I'm one of the leaders out of Texas. I'm glad you guys are all here tonight. It's an honor to be able to do this and to share my testimony and story. So I first found out and heard about Dr. Shiva through the Paris Accords video. And as I was thinking about my story and everything that I share, there's like an action that everyone can take. So that Paris Accords video is one of the videos that's in the Get Off the Plantation course that everyone can sign up for free and get those 30 plus videos, and there's cards and all kinds of stuff for that free course that you can take. But that's where I originally found Dr. Shiva, was on that Paris Accords video. But what happened, of course, now I realize and know, is that Dr. Shiva was highly censored, highly shadow banned on social media. And the next time that I saw him was in 2024. Yeah, it was in 2024 was the next time that he came up. I was watching a video and someone had mentioned his name, and I was like, Dr. Shiva, I didn't know how to spell it. I had to go back to this video, and I eventually found it. And one thing that I want to share about this, like, again, there's an action to every part of what I'm going to share. If you go to winbackfreedom.com, you can figure out why I didn't hear from Dr. Shiva for the next 4 years, is that he was shadow banned, and he was the one that figured out how the government created a backdoor portal into all of the social media companies. So go to winbackfreedom.com and find out all about it. It wasn't these other dipshits who jumped on board after Dr. Shiva exposed this. Wasn't those assholes. I'm just telling you right now, the not so obvious establishments, the fucker Carlsons, all those guys. So what I did when I found out about Dr. Shiva again, I got on this Thursday orientation. It was the morning session, and I got on there because what I had done is I got onto truthfreedomhealth.com, and I went on the website and I started filling everything out, and I started like going, hey, what do they have going on? What's happening? And I found this Thursday orientation, and as the people were introduced earlier who were brand new, I did the same thing and introduced myself and asked Dr. Shiva a question, and he started talking about leadership, which was, you know, which is important to me. My master's degree was in leadership, and that's what he started sharing about with me, is how important it is to choose our leaders and to choose wisely who our leaders are. And he also talked about the oppression of the white working class. And I get that as well, because my family are Irish and we've been slaves for a long, long time. But I can tell you this, my family didn't come to this country to be slaves again. So fuck that, I'm not gonna be a slave. And there's something in my DNA that just shouts it, no fucking way. It's not gonna happen. You're not gonna do that. And you're not gonna do that to anyone that I love, who are people on this phone call and my family and my kids. And I will do whatever I can to fight so that that never ever happens. So the other thing that I did in this process, like early on, I was like, okay, Dr. Shiva's running for president. Who's his vice president? So I found out it's Crystal. So I started looking her up, found her on Facebook. And I was looking through her information and saw that she was from Omaha, Nebraska. And as she said, I'm from Council Bluffs, Iowa. And I don't know, Crystal, you and I might have passed at some point when we were at Restroads when we were kids or something, who knows? But we ended up finding each other through this movement. And I appreciate everything that Crystal has done for me. She has been a great leader. I will just say this, the women in this movement are just, they're phenomenal. I appreciate the examples that you guys have set and to lead the way and to help me and to do everything that you guys have done. I've just been super impressed by the women here, of course, the men as well, but it's amazing to me. And I'm just, it's just like a blessing to have you guys. Yeah, then not too long after that, it just started getting involved. I became the leader here in Texas. We needed signatures to get on the ballot here in Texas, which was a monumental task. We needed over 100,000 signatures. And what comes to mind is my little son, Finn. I remember when he was just a little guy and we were at this gym and he had a basketball and he was shooting at the hoop. And man, the ball was just barely getting up over his head. He just kept shooting and kept shooting. And that's really, you know, what I was dealing with. But what I did was I went out and I got signatures. We didn't get to the total that we needed to get to, but I didn't care. I was like, I'm going to go get signatures. I'm going to do whatever I can. I'm going to lead this. I'm going to try to get as many signatures and get as many people as involved as I possibly can. Now, what I will say is that what eventually happened, we were able to get Dr. Shiva on the ballot as a write-in here in Texas. I got the 40 electors together with the help of many other people to get Dr. Shiva on the ballot here in the state of Texas, and took all of the documents that we needed down to the Secretary of State and made that happen and got him on the ballot here in Texas, which is just an amazing accomplishment and something that I'll just be forever grateful that I've had that experience to learn exactly, you know, what that means and what those electors and how important my contribution in me as an elector was and is, and all those other people that have been electors all over the other states for Dr. Shiva. It's really amazing what you guys have done and what we did in that respect. So, you know, one of the things that you've heard probably a lot about are these cards, and you know, on the back they say they're killing you and Shadow the Swarm and the QR code, and as you've already heard about, on the front, save yourself. No one's coming to save you. I've passed out thousands of these cards. I was tonight in our breakout room. I looked up since the beginning of the year, I've handed out 13,577 cards. It's probably not the most. Doris is probably, you know, smoking me by a lot or someone else, but, you know, I've just gotten on the ground and I've taken action and I've gotten involved and I've done what, you know, whatever I can to be the best servant I possibly can for this movement, because to me, this is really, this is the only show in town. This is the only movement. This is the only bottoms up movement. This is the only thing that's actually contributing and taking actions and really actually gives a shit about the working class people of this country. It's the only one, no one else. I'm just telling you, you can waste your time, but I'm telling you, don't waste your time. You know, you come here, get involved, you know, watch Shadow the Swarm. Don't watch it just once. If you've just watched that once, it's not enough. Go through the Get Off the Plantation course. Become a warrior scholar. Like all of these things, it's like, it's all laid out. The systems are there for us, in place for us to grow. And I've had my growing pains. I'm not perfect. I've had my ups and downs and misunderstandings. But through the leadership of this movement, I've learned what the not so obvious establishment are, how tricky they are, how they will use any nook and cranny. They are dirty, man. It's a dirty, dirty pool. You know, the other thing that I'll just quickly mention as well, we have the July 26th, we've got the standouts coming up here in Dallas. We're going to do one at our largest post office and go do a standout and hand out flyers and get involved and be an active servant in our community in that way. And the one other thing that I sometimes forget about, but I was a part of the beta testing of getting these cards out, and Suresh, myself, and Dr. Shiva, you know, were able to see how these QR codes work and you know, what how we're able to track that and see if people are you're able to see the views and stuff like that. So that was pretty cool to be able to be involved in that from the very beginning. I'm involved with the clean food certification. I'm involved with Cytosol as part of the business development team. You know, not only all of this activity that I'm involved with in this movement, I'm a realtor. I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I have commitments to my kids. I have two boys. And all of the actions that I take within this movement, I've got a full freaking life. It is so full. But it's so blessed, and it's even more blessed as a result of this movement. And one of the things I want to share about as well here is, you know, I'm going to share about my daughter, because one of the things that I heard Dr. Shiva talk about was that your kids are going to die before you. On the back of this card, it says cost of living going up and the lifespan going down. And when I heard him say that, I was like, it's true. It's 100% true. And it happened to me. My daughter was 3 years old when she was diagnosed with cancer. This was 14 years ago. And just before her 4-year birthday, she passed away from cancer. And I can tell you that is not normal. That's not fucking normal at all. The swarm wants you to fucking think that it is, but it's not. That's not fucking normal. I'm telling you, these stupid fucking signs that they have up with kids. And I'm sharing with you, I'm super sensitive to this, obviously. But that's not normal for kids to be fucking bald and having cancer. I'm telling you, it's really fucked up. Don't buy into it. It's one of the things, like, you know, I've had to, come to grips with. And obviously, that was a really tough time. But I remember I had a conversation with my daughter. And I told her, I said, Chloe, I will do whatever I can to never, ever let this happen again. I will do whatever I can. I mean, I've had ups and downs in that. And I've had fucking struggles and heartache and things that have happened with my sons that, you know, have been very, very hurtful and very, very fucking harmful, you know, that has happened to them. And I will not give up, and I will continue to fight until I take my last fucking breath. I'm telling you right now, I will continue to fight, because when I made that commitment to her, what it eventually did was led me to this movement. And it led me to Dr. Shiva, and it led me to all of you guys, and it led me to the truth, truth, freedom, health. Okay. I want truth in my life. I was like, why the fuck is this happening? Why does this cancer thing happen to kids? Why? I had all these questions, and none of them answered any of my questions. But I went on my own journey to search and find and see, like, what can I do? How can I resolve this? How can I never, ever let this happen ever again? And it led me here, and it led me to this movement. And it's led me to this guy who has done so much. I mean, I know that like Dr. Shiva has a published paper that has come on numerous cancers, ALS, diabetes, and like so many more. There's more and more and more that are coming out. And of course, I want to be a part of that. Of course, I want to, you know, do whatever I can to never have anyone have those same difficulties. But as we learn in system science in the Warrior Scholar program, what these are, they are disturbances, okay? And everyone has them. Doesn't go, input, transport, conversion, storage, and then you get rich and everything's fine and dandy and you don't have any disturbances anymore. That's bullshit, you know? It's a systematic engineering approach that it happens. And one of the things that I always appreciate when I heard this the first time, and it actually took me a few times going through the Warrior Scholar program, and every Monday, by the way, if you're a Warrior Scholar, get on the Foundations of System. It's played on loop on Mondays, and I get on there as often as I can. If I'm working, I'll put it in the background and I'll listen to it. And one of the things Dr. Shiva says in there is that, you know, it's not perfection. That's not what we're here to do. That's what a fucking cult does, okay? That's not what we're here to do. There's like ups and downs, but we try to eliminate these high peaks and valleys and kind of more like, you know, try to get a little more stable. So, and you might have heard me cussing a little bit. I don't fucking care when I'm cussing about talking about Booby fucking Kennedy, Donald fucking Trump, because none of these guys fucking care about us. Just telling you right now, they don't give a fuck. And so I'm not going to give a fuck about them. I am not going to compromise in any way my language, and no one's going to tell me, I've got First Amendment rights here in the United States. I don't know where you're at, but we have First Amendment rights here. No one's going to fucking shut me down in that way. And especially talking about these fucking gangsters, because that's what they are. They're total fucking gangsters. They're wicked, horrible motherfuckers, okay? And what I would suggest for you to do, if you've got a problem with my cussing talking about these assholes, you need to go watch the Why Diplomacy Must Die video. And if you still don't get it, you need to go watch that fucking video again. If you still don't get it, watch it again and keep watching it over and over and over. Okay. I'm not going to tolerate in my life or around me this bullshit. And I'm going to do everything that I can to get off this plantation. So I've mentioned a bunch of actions that I've taken that we need to continue to take. Watch the Shatter the Swarm video, shatterthesworm.com. Watch the videos on Get Off the Plantation. If you go to shadowtheswarm.com, it's going to pop up. Sign up as a member. Then the last thing, become a Warrior Scholar, all right? Your $90 goes to that research, goes to the true research of we the people trying to solve these fucking problems that's been created by the swarm. They created these diseases to make us sick, unhealthy, and kill us, okay? And if you sign up as a warrior scholar, get with one of your leaders, whoever it is in your state, get with them. They will help you, and you can get a 10%. It's actually $90. And that $90 goes towards the cytosol research, goes towards Alzheimer's, goes towards the Alzheimer's research, to the cancer research that we're doing, to the advancement of MV25 and all of these other products and things that we have, and the teas and the clean certification, which I got a tea right here right now, and I'm about ready to stop because I'm starting to lose my voice. But get fucking involved. Sitting on the sidelines is not going to fucking help. You're not going to get this from watching thousands of videos. I try to do it and it doesn't work, man. You got to get off your ass and you got to go do something and take action. And like what I think someone said, it's not only action, but there's the conversion piece to this. So sign up. You can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, truthfreedomhealth.com. There's a button at the top. You click join, okay? And then on the right-hand side, you'll see the Warrior Scholar and everything that you get with that. There's free books. There's all of these things that you get, the program, the videos, and then click contribute, okay? And you can get a code from one of us, and it'll give you a 10% discount on that for your money to go solve diseases. So I appreciate being here. Thank you guys for listening and being a part of my life. Thanks, Crystal.
Thank you so much, Ryan, for sharing your powerful story. Ryan's story is super touching to me. I know what a great father he is. I've witnessed it. I've met his sons. So I plead with you. I'm not crying. You guys are crying. listen to Ryan. I mean, he's been a complete pleasure to work with. You don't have to tell him a bunch of times. In fact, most of the time, you don't have to tell him anything. He just knows what to do. He's one of those people. He's a self-starter. He came into the campaign really, really late. I'm talking about at the very end. And I can't tell you how many people, before we even got started, they were so intimidated by the amount of signatures that they would have to get. Well, Texas is up there, okay? Very, very up there. And they have really, really unreasonable regulations, if you will, for what counts as a signature. And without getting into that, none of it ever stopped Ryan. He didn't care. I didn't even have to tell him, like, oh, it doesn't matter if you don't make it. He saw the value in doing it. And he collected a lot of signatures in a short amount of time. It never stopped him. Most people are so worried about the goal and not being able to achieve it that they give up before they get started. He never gave up all the way to the end, got the electors, got Dr. Shiva on the ballot as a write-in candidate. Somebody just coming in brand new, getting 40 people to become presidential electors, and those in our movement know what a presidential elector is and the responsibility of a presidential elector and what that actually means. And our movement will continue to educate people on that. But it's just been a huge pleasure to work with you, Ryan. And you and me, we're in this for life. And so it'll be interesting to see where this continues to go, and to witness each other's journey along the way. So thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Thanks. So I think we're going to Glenn Halls up in Canada. Glenn has been with the movement for quite some time, and Glenn has taken on just a massive, massive project in country and database. He's taken on a lot, and he's an educator, and he has children, wife, you know, a full life like Ryan and everyone else in our movement. And he's never stopped, you know, he just continues to hack away at it, even though obviously Canada, you know, was under huge attack during COVID, and the Canadian people really deserve more freedom.
Yeah, right. Canadians have been particularly traumatized, effectively traumatized with some of the techniques that they've done. And
the swarm.
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. They're good at what they do, and that's what we're facing. We're undoing their work, and you know, and they've had
go ahead. Want to give me a stat?
Well, they've had a 40-year head start, right? That's the thing. We're just catching up now. So yeah, I'll just get rolling here, and I just want to say thanks to Nick and Brian for your talk. And the overall, I think, thesis, is that this is the only way that wins, okay? The Truth, Freedom, Health movement is the only way that wins. I want to say that again. That's why I'm here. You know, I was just thinking, have you ever seen those survival shows where, you know, the guy goes out into the woods and they just have to break down all distractions? They just, okay, what do I got to do to survive? Let's focus. What do I have to do to survive? What's the only way that gets me out of here? That's where we're at. And the Truth, Freedom, Health movement is the only way that wins. And I figured that out, and that's why I'm all in here. So again, my name is Glenn Halls. I'm from Alberta, Canada. I'm a teacher, organic gardener, a longtime jazz and rock musician, a community herbalist, and I've always had a deep interest in natural medicine. And I became like involved with the movement, like many of us, in 2020. We were just wondering what the fuck is going on. We knew it was bullshit, but it was only Dr. Shiva, one of the few prominent scientific voices who, you know, dared to openly challenge this fraudulent vaccine scheme, who was on there 3 times a day. And Dr. Shiva developed, as you may know, that alternative vitamin supplement protocol that saved millions of lives that Zelenko stole. And he hand-delivered that to Trump. And of course, he ignored it in favor of Operation Warp Speed, which gave his good friends at Pfizer about $60 billion. Complete fucking scumbag. I hope you guys figure that out, that this piece of shit is owned. He's a scumbag. You should have nothing to do with him. Get over it. Get out of there, okay? Man, and I'll be honest. I believed in him too for a little while, okay? It took a while to get through, but Jesus, you got to get it now. Okay, but from those early days, this movement has evolved now into a structured, informed, and organized global force. And it is the only force in opposition to this uniparty swarm and the only way to win and escape this tyranny. So again, what drew me in was the health videos, right? I think a lot of people it's fantastic content, let's be honest. You can't get that anywhere. A lot of people just sort of sponge the health content, and fair, right? It's amazing. Why wouldn't you? But let's not just parasite off of that, okay? Get involved. I mean, but again, just to go back, the exposés on the herbal compounds and how they interact in the molecular pathways, I was searching for that information on my own for years, trying to help my wife with cancer. And like Ryan, I came to the realization that this medical industrial complex, part of the swarm, they're intentionally designed not to cure any disease at all, but just to keep you sick, to make you sick, keep you sick, and make money all the way down. You know, you're not imagining it. That is exactly what their goal is. So when I saw someone like Dr. Shiva openly share all these complex scientific insights about natural compounds and all these interactions directly with the people, I knew that this was the place for me. So, but on that line, one of the things this journey has taught me is that you can't just absorb, like I was saying, knowledge from the outside. You have to engage and act. So I had this, Shiva has a good video about the four buckets. And I used to be one of these people who wanted to sort of escape. I was going to ride this out, you know, in my own little oasis. I grow, have an organic garden, live off grid, you know, be non-political. But I learned you can't be non-political. And as Dr. Shiva explains, policy becomes biology. So the laws and policy inputs that these corrupt politicians pass into law, and that goes directly into your bloodstream, you know, through the air you breathe, GMO, pesticides, and their medicines, and frankly, just the 24-hour stress that they keep us under. Stress is this great inflammatory agent, you might say, source of so many diseases. So hiding out with that escape mentality, I realize that's a win for them. That's exactly what they want, and to have you slotted and contained in a position that they control. And I don't think we want that. So the reality is, when we check out of or try to outsmart this system, we leave it intact and allow them to abuse us using the very systems. This is key, that an infrastructure that we built. That's the thing, you guys. It's ours. We paid for it. Our roads, our water, our courts, our communications, these fucking belong to us. Okay. And the only way that wins is to take this back. Take back our infrastructure, quote, seize the means of production. All right. It's ours. So stop trying to hide around the edges and escape and, you know, run away. It's like, no, let's take our fucking infrastructure back. Collectively, we can do it. So again, the defining moment for me was the Shatter the Swarm video. And I think for many people, I've been searching that for years. And it was such a light bulb. It laid bare how the system works. It's not some wacky woo fantasy, but this very logical, systematic, strategic control system operated by these elites. Like I said, they know system science. They know what they're doing. And it works for them because they're moving towards this one goal, power, profit, and control for the 0.001%. They all want that, and they all work together towards that. Backroom deals, you know, and I'm sure you've seen it, but go see it again. It just lines it up and all these columns. Backroom deals, insider trading, racketeering. You see, they all know each other and they slide between different jobs across all these institutions and funds and departments and have seats in all these places with all these connections. Our own scumbag installed prime minister up here in Kearney just revealed these sits on the board of, like, you know, 110 companies, and like 90 of them are in the United States. And, you know, he's going to give policies which give all the work to them. Anyway, that's another deal, but they've got it all sewn up. Now, as a system science, I guess, example, they send controlled reductionist and polarizing narratives to mislead and manipulate the population. And then they activate the non-obvious establishment. You have to know what these things mean. And it's used to corral people who are starting to wake up to get them back in the swarm. And then, you know, you study and absorb this Shatter the Swarm. And at first, it's actually a gut punch, to be honest with you. It's devastating to realize the depth of the betrayal. And I think, you know, we've been there, but we're resilient also. It's empowering. And you see, once you know their methods and you understand them, and only then they can be disrupted. So I realized that we'll never win by playing in their systems, okay? Politicians, courts, media, health boards, police, food boards, energy boards, they own and control all of it. So every move that you make through those channels, they encourage you, hey, you know, come through these channels, because they already own them and have an answer ready for you there. So given the scale and complexity of this interconnected control system, the swarm, the only way to win is complete systems overhaul. And the only way to achieve that is raw human power, a coordinated large scale non-compliance of some kind, people who share the same goal. They have a goal, power, profit, and control. We have a goal, truth, freedom, health. And understand the mechanisms that they use to enslave us so we're not manipulated. So history shows, and I didn't know this until I learned it from Dr. Shiva, and I get it now, that only bottoms-up movements are the way that working people have ever had gains in their quality of life. And I just want to talk... And that should be something that is actually a normal everyday occurrence. This is what I've realized, that we somehow think it's sort of strange or odd to be doing activism and building a bottoms-up movement demanding change. No, it should be normal. And so I just, on a personal level, I think, you know, I was very, like I said, I like to just hide out, a shy kind of introverted person. But I've gained a bit of courage through this movement. And I think we all need to rediscover some of this innate courage. And like I said, these workers' movements should be organic. And that instinct to demand that we stand up together for our rights and for change has sort of been stripped away. So, but if you're here at all, you already kind of have this built-in capacity to fight back. You just haven't had it properly activated. So you have what it takes to be part of this great pushback for humanity. And so actions and conversations are what matters. Okay. So since joining this movement, I've made over 3,000 phone calls, handed out over 10,000 cards, and had many real conversations with everyday people. And a lot of them are just very devastated and looking for a connection and, you know, they're kind of lost and, you know, trying to get very glad to have this knowledge that finally makes sense. So I do a lot of talking to small organic growers and coffee shops. I tell them about clean and raw. And mostly, just to piggyback on what Ryan was saying, I seem to know a lot of sick people, and I think you do as well. So I tell a lot of people about Cytosolve and their families. And as Nick was saying, we have solutions in this movement that no other organization has. And one of those is Cytosolve. Cytosolve is just mind-blowing. And Dr. Shiva developed this, and you've got to check it out on one of those Tuesday sessions. It maps the molecular pathways of disease, like an architecture, systems architecture of that disease, and also identifies natural compounds that can be effectively used to intervene. And this is going to empower us to prevent and mitigate these diseases on our own, in this community, without big pharma. Now, Dr. Shiva could have sold this to the big companies and become a billionaire, but instead he gave it to us. You just have to let that resonate for a second. This guy could be like, you know, multi-billionaire, just never working another day in his life. He could have given it to them, but he held off and gave it to us. And I really feel that learning to heal ourselves using Cytosolve and the systems health methods that he's developed, it could be the greatest act of collective bottoms-up resistance this world has ever seen. Honestly, just getting healthy outside the system. So here's some, I'm kind of wrapping up here, but some practical steps that we all can take, what you want to do right now. So watch Shatter the Swarm and internalize it. As Ryan said, watch it many times so it becomes second nature. First, you have to get over the shock of it, so to speak, and then you can start to, you know, have it kind of enter your sort of your field, if you will. But become a warrior scholar, okay? Like Ryan said, we want you to become, make that commitment, become a warrior scholar, study and understand and embody this knowledge, okay? That's your job. And then have real conversations with people. That's what the swarm fears the most, okay? Actual connection with people outside of all of these top-down matrices that they control. Hand out the cards, invite people to open house, tell people about Cytosolve, Systems Health, Clean Raw, and there's a lot of small businesses out there that can get involved in this revolution, increasing their income and pulling dollars out of the toxic systems. And, you know, this movement grows through human connection, one conversation, one relationship at a time. I want to say that again. It sounded pretty good. But, you know, truly, this movement grows through human connections, one conversation and one relationship at a time. So it's our duty to inoculate others, I kind of like to use that word, with this knowledge. It's like, that's what we can share, the system science. It's and then once you've given and passed on this knowledge, it begins to replicate and spread bottoms up, completely outside of this control system. So we're not powerless. When we reach this critical mass, like Nick was saying, of informed active citizens, we can and will trigger, like Shiva says in System and Revolution, a phase transition. That's how revolutionary changes occur quickly once this critical mass is reached. So our goal is complete systems overhaul via the bottoms-up movement. It is the only way that wins. And this movement is you and me. We need you to take personal responsibility, to take action, to be in the movement and not watching it. And that's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Glenn, for sharing your journey with the movement. It's been a complete pleasure, working with Glenn. In the beginning, it was definitely a little bit more than it seems like some days, but it's because he's fully grasped what he needs to do in Canada, and he just continues to do it and doesn't need a whole lot of guidance or anything like that. He really gets in his bones the goal of the movement. So I love how you said it. This is ours, so we can fucking take it back, or something along those lines. It is ours. We've built the infrastructure. The elites haven't built anything. We've done it, and so we own it. Our tax dollars pay for it. So we financially paid for it as well as the working people built it. So it makes no sense that it shouldn't be. And which is why we're doing our USPS thing here at Stateside. And as Glenn said, this happens one connection, one conversation at a time. A lot of, like podcasters and all these influencers, they try to make things seem sexy as like, or you just listen to them or whatever, it's going to just get done. A lot of the work that is done, there's a lot of gratitude that comes with it as well, but it is work, right? But once you're done with it, and at the end of the day, I can speak, I'm sure, for many people here, we're going to bed every night, waking up every morning, knowing that we've done everything humanly possible to bring this knowledge to everyone. And bringing the science of systems to somebody is the best gift you can give them, because it helps them, it allows them to critically think. And to be able to do that in a really empirical way, you can never be fooled again. So the leaders in training that you heard from here, they've gone through journeys. I mean, they could share many details, right? Many, many details, many stories about their journey and how they do not outsource their solutions or anything to anyone else anymore. And they are taking the accountability. So you got Nick, Ryan, and Glenn here, amazing men in the movement. So we're all honored to have you. Very, very strong leaders. And we can only hope that others listening will be inspired to get off their fucking ass, as I'm sure they would put. These are professionals we're looking at here. Nick, Ryan, and Glenn are all professionals. Dr. Shiva clearly is a professional. They know, they have many conversations or in many situations that they don't curse. Obviously, Dr. Shiva included. He gives lectures all the time. You don't hear any curse words, but sometimes it's needed. We're talking about a topic here where people should be fucking angry. We should all be fucking angry. Our tax dollars are being used to genocide innocent women and children. Okay? And they want to cover up for pedophiles and all this shit. This is pure fucking evil we're up against. If people are not mad about this by now, and I mean furious, I don't know what it's going to take. And like Ryan said, don't normalize anything. Don't normalize this. This is not normal. This is not normal. We should be pissed. We should be taking action in every possible way. I don't care if it's 20 minutes and you go through a module and watch. That's what many of these people on this call are doing. They're just taking, carving out just a small part of their day and weaponizing themselves with this knowledge, and then taking the next steps that you take that knowledge and you turn it into action. Because if you don't put those two together, you have nothing. You guys are all just mentally masturbating, watching the next influencer and not so obvious establishment character like Glenn. And I know Ryan and Nick have spoke about a little bit, probably Glenn more. There is a new character built every day, every second. They're having some think tank. They're using these data analytics and they're figuring out what you're watching and what you're listening to and what's tickling your ears. And they're taking bits and pieces of this and they're creating these new characters. So today it might be Trump or Booby, but next it'll be somebody else, right? And I'm talking about, I don't want to sit here and name and give any of these lowlives any credit, these alt media people, these people who are on podcasters that have all these clicks and views and their videos are just being, but what solution are they giving anyone? None. They're not asking you to be accountable for anything. They're just saying, listen to me, tell you the truth. That's not enough anymore. We're in 2025. I don't need anyone to tell me the fucking truth. I know what the truth is. We all do on this call because we've taken the Foundation of Systems course many, many times. We're able to analyze these things. Like, so you're not dealing with idiots here by any means. So definitely take the Foundation of Systems course, go through truthfreedomandhealth.com, sign up as a warrior scholar, get involved, come to our Systems Health tutorial that's on Fridays. Just get involved on some level. Just get on there, sign up as a free member if you're just super strapped. I mean, but, you know, I know people spend money on junk all the time. People are going to Walmart, just throwing away $200-$300 at a time. I don't know what they're getting. Or just buying, you know, whatever, a pair of shoes or whatever it is. Let your money go towards something of empirical value. Like Ryan, Nick, and Glenn has said, Cytosolve actually can help mitigate all of this. And if people don't start to realize that we have, that if you use technology for good, we have the infrastructure to make ourselves healthy through Systems Health, through Clean Certified, through Cytosolve. Go to those websites, figure out what it is, understand how you can help out so that you can have good food to eat, so that you can understand how your body is a system through Systems Health, so you can help others that you love that may be sick and prevent that. Or to do it in honor of somebody. I think that it is minuscule what you could contribute. It's like less than a quarter a day right now to be able to know that that goes towards, I mean, what are people spending, $8-$10 on a cup of coffee? You can't put a quarter a day towards changing the fucking world. Are you guys crazy? You guys don't want to be lazy? You don't want to do the work? Okay, fine. We'll do the work. You go ahead and sit down and let the women and men handle this. We'll take over that. But at least financially contribute then, because I know that there's plenty of people who can. And if you can contribute more, by all means do. Yeah, we're going to be wrapping up now our open house with our final words and videos. Suresh, are we going to be able to share that with others? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Nick, Ryan, Glenn, can you share any final words? Any urgent things that you would like, steps you would like people to do?
Get involved. Every one of us talked about and many actions that can be taken. Don't sit on the sidelines. That's what they want you to do. They want you to sit on the sidelines and do nothing. It's not the answer. Get up off your butt, take action.
Yeah, just to echo what Ryan's saying is, you know, it's about taking action. Like I articulated in my testimonial, it's they want you to be a bystander. They don't want you to realize that you have to be the change in the world. And the concept of Bonza movement and what that really means, it means, and this movement is about you. It's not about Dr. Shiva. You know, this movement isn't, you know, it's bigger than Dr. Shiva, bigger than all of us individually. And so we have to realize that, you know, it's really workers unite, and we have to understand that it's more, that's what it's about. to come together and see the whole. And seeing the whole is seeing workers as a whole, collectively for the world. And so get involved. I mean, you know, I pretty much said it earlier, but it's just get involved. Don't make excuses. You know, making phone calls, filing lawsuits, running these open houses, training. I mean, I'm doing a whole lot. At least you can do is pass out some cars. That's the least you can do. And so, that's all I got to say.
Yeah. The thing is, realize that no one is coming to save you. Okay. No one is coming to save you. So you can't just stand on the sidelines. What are you doing? You have to be part of the solution and take some action. Don't just browse this movement. Don't just be one of those people that steals our stuff, you know, and say, oh, I wonder what's hey, let's see what they got going on. Maybe I can take some of that. Well, I hope some of these other people do this and that. Nothing's going to happen. This is the only game in town, guys. This is the one that wins. Take an action. Start motion, movement. That's what they don't want you to do, okay? The swarm wants you paralyzed. The biggest fuck you can say to them is to actually take a step. That might even be just as small as watching a couple of videos, like Crystal said, on Get Off the Plantation. Start to work your way through. Start to personalize and embody this knowledge. You're winning already if you do that, because this is what they don't want you to do. They want you to just give up. Don't be that person. Take a step. You're winning already, okay?
Yes, thank you, Glenn. Yep, this movement's definitely had nonstop wins. It's will continue to win. We define winning. And so, ladies and gentlemen, like, we really, really stand at a pivotal moment in our journey. We're faced with a challenge that stems from external forces, but within ourselves, laziness, procrastination, and the misguided belief that someone or something will swoop in and save the day. Let me be clear. The time for wishful thinking and unproductive discussions is over. We must rise above these limitations and take control of our destiny. We are part of something extraordinary, a practical, no-nonsense historical movement that has already equipped us with everything that we need to succeed. The tools, the vision, and the path to victory are within our grasp. We need each and every one of you to step up, to commit, and to take the simple yet crucial actions that will lead us to triumph that Nick and Ryan and Glenn have all articulated plenty that you can do. So it's time to unite, to focus, and to act with unwavering determination. And together we will achieve victory. This is a call to action. We must not tolerate anything less than a relentless pursuit of our goals. There is no other option, period. I believe that we've said a lot here. Hopefully we'll be able to hear from more warrior scholars soon that have been on this journey, that are in leadership training, to share with you guys, you know, the depth of the movement. It doesn't just end with Get Off the Plantation videos and warrior scholar course curriculum. We have Systems Health, we have Clean Certified, we have Cytosol, we have the leadership and training. There's so many different things that you can get involved in. And no matter how minimal it is or seems minimal, because I don't want people to listen to these stories and be like, oh, I don't know if I can do all that. Listen, they didn't just overnight decide to do all this and just did it. It was a very slow progression. It's a complete lifestyle that they chose. Not everybody has to have that level. But we know that there are people out there who have that in them, that they're born into this world at this time and in this moment, this very pivotal moment. Like, everybody's like, oh, this is such a horrible time in the world. Sure, but it's there's a massive opportunity here. Excuse me. So seize that opportunity and get involved, whatever that first step is. Like Glenn says, just take that step, that leap, whatever you want to call it. Just get involved. Thank you, everyone. Losing my voice.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within.
The end goal is you will have a homogenized world.
We will become slaves.
Because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you.
Deep down inside, they don't deserve the freedoms you have.
They don't.
This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.